Welcome to Moments of Inspiration. We invite you to join us for the next few minutes as we present in song and teaching a biblical message exalting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Support for our ministry is given by those who seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ so that as many as possible can hear the good news of God's love and saving grace. We also design our programs to encourage and strengthen Christians in our walk of faith. We are so glad you're listening today. Please join us for a few moments of inspiration with our feature speaker, Max Pratt.
The Apostle Paul was writing to the Christians living in the city of Rome when he shared these words of God's inspired scripture. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. That's Romans 6, 1 through 4. This portion of the Apostle's letter addresses an absolute resolve that must be in the heart of every disciple. It needed to be the conviction of Christians who lived in Rome in the first century. It must also be the resolve of every Christian today, wherever we live on the earth. That resolve is to not live a sinful life, but to live the new life in Christ Jesus the Lord. The apostle illustrates our spiritual new birth by comparing our baptism to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus died and was raised to life. Our baptism into Christ is to be our personal death to a life of living sin that rules over us, and being raised with Christ to live for God. Join us as we share more about our spiritual renewal through the Lord Jesus, for it is in our obedience to him that brings us into a life with God the Father.
Just borrowed, they're not mine at all. Jesus, only let me use them to brighten my life. So remind me, dear Lord. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me. Son, I'm not worthy of the scars in his hands. Yet he chose the road to Calvary to die in my stead. Why he loved me, I can't understand. Roll back the curtain of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I could have been. Remember, I'm human and humans forget. So remind me, remind me.
In Romans chapter 6, verse 11, Paul makes this precise statement, "Count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." As the apostle addressed God's people then and us today, we have been charged and obligated, commanded by the Word to do something. We are to make it something very personal. We should recognize that the apostle was writing to the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. He was writing to those who are believers in Christ, and he reminded them about the day that they were baptized into Christ. And in that act of obedience to Christ's command, they have been buried with Christ and then raised to live a new life. His reminder takes us back to the day of our commitment when we chose Jesus. In faith, we confess Jesus to be the Lord of our lives. The apostle tells that how that a transformation has come. Disciples are no longer to go on in living a sinful life. And his rhetorical question, how could they? They had died to sin. That life cannot continue to exist. It has died. So it is to be for everyone who by faith comes to be a disciple of Christ. We bring this teaching to each of us who have come to believe in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And we should look back to our faithful obedience to be united with Christ through our submission to be baptized for the remission of our sins, confessing our faith in Jesus to save us. What this means is that we have, through a repentance, come to Christ for our spiritual cleansing. We have turned away from a life of sin and have now turned to a life of obedience to God. We no longer allow our bodies to engage in sinful deeds of the flesh, used as instruments of unrighteousness. And now we offer to God our lives to accomplish His righteousness upon the earth. Whatever we can do, however we can influence and live and shape our world, is to let Jesus and His righteousness be seen and known through our attitudes, our words, and our behavior. I suggest today that we, like those in the church at Rome in that first century, that we shape the memory of our spiritual past and be reminded that one very special day when we made a resolve to have Jesus become Lord of our lives. We called upon Him. We called upon Him to save us from our sins by His precious blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. We came to Him believing in His grace and in His mercy to save us through our faith and our obedience to His will. And we came with a heart of repentance to submit to the command of baptism. And we clothed ourselves with Christ that day. And the resolve was to be dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. In this resolve, we mold and we shape our lives, our every thought, our word and deed, under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, to any listeners who have not made this resolve, let me encourage you today to consider your life. Jesus has invited you to come to Him. He came to this earth, making it possible that through Him we can overcome any and all the sins that condemn us, that hurt us, and hurts others as well. He came to give us freedom from sin. We cannot do it without Him. He is the only one who gives us the power to overcome the evil one. Well, you may have many questions about Jesus and the teachings that He left us. We'd be glad to help you find any answers that we can provide for your questions. We invite you to contact us so that we can share our faith with you.
Walk with me, walk with me, lest mine eyes no longer see all the glory, all the story of your love. Talk to me, talk to me, like you spoke so tenderly. When you talk there, when you walk there, by the sea,
there by the sea,
let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. Let me learn to pray like he did in the garden of Gethsemane. Let me follow in the footsteps that trod the shore of Galilee. And let me learn to pray like he did in the garden of Gethsemane. Take my hand, teach me, Lord, to understand all my duty, all the beauty.
Thank you for sharing your precious time today with Moments of Inspiration. This international mystery exists to honor Jesus Christ as the risen Lord. We present Christ's gospel message, praying to bring salvation to many. We hope to encourage Christians to walk by faith in Him until He comes again. We offer Bible studies and free Bible upon request. You may contact us by email at moiradio@gmail.com. or write us at 5728 White Settlement Road, Fort Worth, Texas, 76114. You can find additional programs and information about this ministry on our website at momentsofinspiration.org. We thank you for listening today, and please join us again next week for Moments of Inspiration. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you.